Track 10, Musical Memories. Cats. Some of us love them, some of us can't stand them. But there's no denying that cats stir up some kind of feeling in most of us. In fact, I think it's quite difficult to be indifferent to cats. Sam Elmhurst is well known here in Chatterbox circles for her passion for cats and their welfare, so it's fitting that she should be here with this particular slot. What's it all about, Sam?
Well, this slot in each edition is entitled Musical Memories. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear the words memory or memories, it always makes me think of that song from the musical Cats. Well, so this has got me thinking about cats in music, and the first thing that came to mind was an extremely amusing duet attributed to the 19th century Italian opera composer Gioacchino Rossini. Well, known as the Cat Duet, this is a ridiculously silly but highly entertaining send-up of an operatic duet. It's usually sung by two sopranos, supposedly imitating two cats, or perhaps two vying prima donnas, and has only the one word, meow. But we'll hear a bit of that later. So first, let's learn a bit about Rossini himself. Gioacchino Rossini was born in 1792. His parents were both musicians, his father a trumpeter and his mother a singer, and Rossini himself was educated at a music school in Bologna. He began composing at the age of 12, and his first opera was performed in Venice when he was still only 18. Rossini's parents quickly realised that their son's professional future lay in composing operas, and he settled in Venice in 1810, then later moving to Naples, to take up the post of director of music for the Royal Theatre. Well, certainly opera was his forte, and he composed 39 operas in all, including The Barber of Seville, The Italian Girl in Algiers, and William Tell. Well, even if these names mean nothing to you, you'll almost certainly recognise the music from the overture to William Tell, as it was used as a theme tune for that great TV show from our childhood, The Lone Ranger. Cue that music!
Lone Ranger.
Are you Silver?
Although Rossini kept his personal life as private as possible, he was known for his susceptibility to female singers in the opera companies that he worked for, and he eventually married one of them, Isabella Colbran. Well, after sojourns in Vienna and England, Rossini and Isabella settled in Paris, where she consoled herself with shopping, and he availed himself of the gourmet delights of the city. And as his increasingly rotund shape began to reflect this. Well, indeed, the couple threw lavish dinner parties at their villa, where the guests philosophised on music and food. Rossini himself apparently said, "I know of no more admirable occupation than eating, and that is really eating. Appetite is for the stomach what love is for the heart. Eating, loving, singing, and digesting are, in truth, the four acts of the comic opera known as life." Well, if you like your food as much as Rossini clearly did, you may well have come across the dish which was named in his honour. It is Tornados Rossini, a dish which consists of beef tornados, or what's tenderloin, pan-fried in butter and served on a crouton, topped with a hot slice of foie gras. So, not a calorie anywhere, eh? Well, and so back to that cat duet. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the actual duet doesn't appear to have been written by Rossini at all. The music itself is by him, But the duet is a compilation of music from his opera Otello and is thought to be by one Robert Lucas de Pearsall, using the pseudonym G. Berthold. The duet depicts an increasingly heated altercation between the two cats, who clearly don't like each other very much. I mean, anyone who has heard a pair of cats having a set to will recognise the competition expressed in the music. Go on, have a listen now.
Meow, meow.
So there you have it. Gioacchino Rossini, A Tale of Cats, Steaks and the Lone Ranger. I mean, what a combination. And one more interesting fact about Rossini. Do you know, we celebrate his 57th birthday this year. How can this be, you ask, when he was born more than 200 years ago? Well, guess what? He was born on the 29th of February, a leap year baby, which means that he has only ever had 57 actual birthdays. Well, I never. Oh, and, but before we finish, and just because I mentioned it at the beginning, I'm sure if we asked him nicely, he will let us hear a bit of memory from Cats. Is that okay with you, Tim?
Burnt out. Of smoky days, the stale cold smell of morning. A street lamp dies, another night is over, another day is dawning. Thank
you, Sam. That was the perfect piece for you, wasn't it?